Your position vis-à-vis the government arose acutely, and that was the general strike.
Yeah.
I mean, up to that point, you had had a relationship with the government which had never really been tested.
Not seriously. It came on us of a sudden, but we had had a day's warning, or 2 or 3 days' warning, and we were, to a considerable extent, prepared for it. I lived quite near the Abbey then, and I got the leader in my house, on which we started the thing, the Daily Mail leader. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember, which the printers refused to print.
That's right. Yeah, well, that was sent round to my house before about 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. I got the Prime Minister's view about the thing, and that was the Cabinet view, soon after that, and I myself broadcast those from my ordinary telephone in 6 Barton Street. I had an interview with the Prime Minister the next morning. Stanley Baldwin was on the other side of the table from us, walking up and down, smoking a pipe, and I was making a passionate appeal that the government should leave the BBC alone. And trust to me, that's what it came to, I suppose. And he said to me, actually, I'm going to put this to the Cabinet in terms of trusting the managing director. Is that all right? And I said, yes, fine. Well, there were grumbles. The Cabinet weren't happy about this. There was a division. The majority accepted it. The minority, in particular Churchill and Birkenhead, didn't like it. Baldwin sent Churchill to manage the production of the British Gazette. And SB was very pleased with that because he said that kept Churchill busy, or relatively busy. Now, I had a message from Churchill on the telephone, Savoy Hill, would I arrange to broadcast that night the noise of the production of the British Gazette? I paid no heed to it. And I thought, I wonder if this is going to bring things to an issue. Never heard more about it. Now, if they had been broadcasting the days of the French Revolution, would there have been a French Revolution? There was a point. Hundreds of people knew that the big powerhouse down the road here was put out of action. Hundreds and thousands, probably. And the BBC broadcast that. And Churchill fulminated about that. Broadcasting success of the strikers. Do you see the point?
Yes, Andrew. He, in other words, wanted the BBC taken over by the government to become an organ of propaganda. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And you resisted that.
Oh, I'd have disappeared, I suppose. But I passed every single news bulletin. I mean, we were broadcasting news all day long. And I think I passed every single one. Every single one. And we were broadcasting news about the success of the strikers in particular actions, where far more harm would have been caused if we hadn't. And Churchill wouldn't or couldn't or wouldn't see that.